a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I want to talk about someone pulling the old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Just like I did with my own mouth.
Yeah.
We're going to Brazil for this one.
Zoom.
Right? Two crooks came into the pharmacy.
Okay.
Now, straight up, you can see the vision, and I'm going to talk you through it.
Okay.
Standard pharmacy, bright lights, right?
Yep.
You're not getting away with much. You can kind of see everything.
Cameras.
These two guys walk in with face coverings. Like, but of like, you know those nice like bandanas that like Tupac would wear, or like that red with the floral kind of pattern and stuff like that?
Sort of a Yasser Arafat sort of arrangement.
Yeah, I guess so. Or, you know, like a cowboy, you know, in the desert with a beautiful face
tassels,
covering.
The sort of tassels? The sort of like,
No tassels. Okay. But anyway, they got their face covered. So you're like, okay, this is straight up trouble.
So they're more like sort of guerrilla militant look than
they seem pretty cash, to be honest. They've just got like the face covering, right?
Sure.
And so they walk around quite slowly, like, they look like they're shopping, completely forgetting that they've got the face mask on.
Mm.
It's like, what are you doing? Anyway, they go behind the counter and
Why?
The guy there, yeah, no, so they go to the counter.
Sorry,
they go
seems
to the counter.
It seems aggressive to go behind the counter.
No. Yeah, I know. That's my first thought too. How funny are we, the worst criminals ever? It's like, oh, behind the counter. No.
Could not. Give me the money over there.
The pharmacist is behind the counter.
Yeah.
And so they walk up to him casually and he knows what's going on.
Sure.
He's like, well, you got face masks on. Like,
yeah, this is going to go bad.
So he opens up the till.
Yeah.
And it's quite calm and he's like, yeah, that's fine, you know, whatever. And then the second robber is kind of looking through all the products and that.
Oh, right? Anything we can steal, drugs.
But he's in the front part of the pharmacy, which is like, here are the earplugs and here's the vitamin E. Dumb crooks, like, get in the back.
Yeah.
Go back room.
I guess.
That's where the good stuff is.
Is
I
it?
Imagine.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
sure.
The pharmacy, you know, you never go behind the counter.
No, that's right. Well, I would never know.
But what happens back there?
Mm.
Big bottles into smaller bottles.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Okay.
Right? So anyway, these guys, they get the money. Crook number one goes, come on, crook number two. He's like, oh, all right, fine. They go to walk out the door. Pharmacist, he's in Brazil.
Yeah.
Right? Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Tell me about it.
Is a thing.
Amazing.
So as the crooks are leaving, his pharmacist is like very casual, like, see you guys, runs up behind them, jiu-jitsus them to
Amazing.
The floor. Boom, roundhouse kick almost. I mean, I don't know if that's jiu-jitsu, but like kicks one of them out the door. Bang, they're like on the floor, right?
Yeah.
Then he grabs the other one and the crook's like, oh, I've made a mistake. I didn't realize that I was getting karma at the pharma.
Yeah.
Right? And completely and utterly decks him.
It's not a pharmacy, it's a harmacy.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, I no, that was good. not as good as my karma at the pharma, though. Did you like that?
Pharmacy's like, I think, an album. Anyway,
oh, really?
Fine.
There you go. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, instant dish. Did the old switcheroo on him.
I can imagine, too, the Brazilian, I don't know if Brazilian jiu-jitsu is like capoeira. Do you know capoeira? Where they do all these flips in the air and they do, it's like breakdance, like fighting.
No, this guy just kicked the absolute crap out of these guys.
No,
yeah, but for a pharmacist.
Yeah, so it's like karayo jiu-jitsu.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do this. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates. But it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
You are delightful.
Thank you. So are you, mate. In 2008, an entire beach in Jamaica was stolen by a sand mafia.
What?
How are you selling that on the black market? You've got a really big jacket.
No,
and
you
just stand in an alleyway and just open it and just sand pours out. Little crab runs off.
That's way better than what I was going to picture that I was going to paint. So
yeah.
Good.
Do you know that when you imagine a sunny day or a dark room, your pupils react as if you're actually experiencing a change in light levels?
Wow. I can feel them.
No, that's your pupils are dilated for a different reason, mate. You took your brain pills today.
I took my brain pills.
Good. In the 12th century, noon, we were talking about late morning not being a thing earlier on the show. until the 12th century, noon meant 3 p.m. So when people were saying, oh, see, I'll meet you there at noon, they meant 3 o'clock.
Is that why some people have afternoon siestas, I wonder?
Maybe, but it also could have something to do with the fact that maybe no one had clocks back then. I mean, how would we know?
Would you know it's 3? See?
Exactly, right.
Making no sense.
Yeah. We like the smell of old books. You love those.
Oh, my God. Every book I read. You have to smell it.
Don't worry about it. I was going to say something. Don't worry about it. We like the smell of old books because they release vanillin, the chemical which gives vanilla its fragrance.
Ah. Yeah.
Sort of in line with that noon being 3 p.m. thing too, from sort of the end of the 12th century to the start of the 18th century, mid-18th century, 25th of March was New Year's Day in Britain.
Okay.
So, anyway, do you want a fun fact or do you want to just keep rolling?
Well, I thought we were doing fun facts on a Friday.
All right, everyone's a critic.
I'm mistaken.
Praying mantises are the only animal known to have just one ear.
Really?
Yeah.
I love praying mantises.
They were thought to be deaf until the 80s when a graduate student discovered the ear between their legs.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to pretend to know more about praying mantises, but I don't know if it's an ear. I don't know
you
if
that's...
You
did fail biology, though.
I don't know if that's the ear that you're looking at there.
It does have a drum.
What? Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Let's do it. What you thinking about? What you thinking about? What
you thinking about, mate? Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
You know when you drive past an old taxi that's just been refurbed into a car?
Yeah.
What happens when the people at the cemetery or the funeral directors don't have a use for the hearse anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Is there like a secondhand hearse place?
Yeah, there's like a whole subculture of people that drive hearses as their daily drives. Absolutely. Google it. I mean, maybe don't Google it. It's a bit scary.
It seems like there's a lot of room back there and a lot of movement. I don't need that much room. Can you change seats in it?
Yeah.
Can you get seats put in it?
It's not the idea. The fun of it is driving a hearse.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I have not seen one hearse that is like, oh, that's not in use anymore.
People will drive them. They take them to car shows and stuff, but people will drive them with empty coffins in the back.
Hang on.
Usually we wrap this up much quicker.
No,
but
I need you to play the start of the what you're thinking about again. Hang on. What you thinking about? What you thinking about? What you thinking about, mate? Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
They drive around with a fake coffin in it.
Yeah. There is a whole subculture of hearse drivers that people just love that vibe.
They're what, just so they can go 40?
Steampunks and stuff.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be thinking about, mate, for the rest of the day. What you thinking about? What you thinking about? What you thinking about,
mate? Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.